Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Al Heist. Batting second, the second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting third, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fourth, the right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Andre Rogers. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Jerry Kindle. Batting eighth, the catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Cardwell. For the Milwaukee Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Lee May. Batting second, the second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third, the third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh, the catcher, Joe Torre. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Hendley. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Bob Hendley. And now, play ball. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Heist takes first base on ball 4. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Zimmer hits a line drive towards third. Matthews catches it and throws to first to double up Heist. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of 0-0. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Altman strikes out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Adcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The ball gets by Bertel for a passed ball. Adcock moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adcock moves to third. 1 out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Torre hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adcock scores. It's 1-0, Braves. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Hendley is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hendley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kindle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kindle. The throw from Torre and he is safe. Kindle steals second. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kindle moves to third. Two outs. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heist hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kindle scores. It's Cubs, 1, Braves, 1. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rogers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bowling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bowling moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Torre is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Torre hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hendley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Hendley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hendley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendley hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bowling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cardwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardwell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Heist is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heist hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Zimmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heist moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Zimmer moves to second. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Nottebart now pitching. Ed Bausch pinch hits for Andre Rogers. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Ed Bausch now playing first base. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 2 in the game. Aaron hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Adcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. Heiss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Thomas is 0-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Cardwell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. Two outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Torre is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Torre takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McMillan is 0-2 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Heiss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Kindle is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bertel is 0-2 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cardwell is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cardwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Al Spangler pinch hits for Don Nottebart. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. Barney Schultz now pitching. Lee May is at the plate with a count of 0-0. May is 0-3 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spangler moves to third. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The ball gets by Bertel for a passed ball. May moves to second. Frank Bowling batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Bowling is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Matthews is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spangler scores. May scores. Bowling moves to third. It's Cubs, 5, Braves, 5. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Aaron is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The ball gets by Bertel for a passed ball. Aaron moves to second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Adcock is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Adcock strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thomas is 0-3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Heist is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Heist hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Zimmer is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Zimmer is hit by the pitch. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Santo is 0-2 in the game. with a walk. Santo hits a pop-up towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Torre is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roy McMillan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McMillan is 0-for-3 in the game. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McMahon bunts towards the mound. Schultz fields it and throws to first for the out. McMillan moves to second. 2 outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first, with McMahon covering, for the out. Williams moves to second. 1 out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kindle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kindle is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ernie Banks pinch hits for Dick Bertel. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is walked intentionally. Bob Will pinch hits for Barney Schultz. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Will takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. Banks moves to second. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Heist is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Heist takes first base on ball 4. Williams scores. Banks moves to third. Will moves to second. It's 6-5, Cubs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Zimmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Drott now pitching. Sammy Taylor now catching. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Matthews batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Matthews is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Aaron is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Aaron is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Adcock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matthews moves to third. Mac Jones pinch runs for Joe Adcock. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 4 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.